Good afternoon, everyone. It is time for Living the Good Life right here on TAN Talk 1340, 106.1 FM and 1340 AM. And in the North Tampa, Wesley Chapel area, 104.3 FM. It's always good to be with you. And we are going to have a great show today. And some of you may be saying, you always say that, but it's true. We are. We're going to have a great show. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and coming along with me from Beacon of Hope Ministries in a little while will be Betty, and maybe somebody else. Will see how it goes. Anyway, we're just glad you're joining us, and we're always, always excited to be on the air to bring you the Word of God and great contemporary Christian music and a lot of good chat and teaching. All of it, every single week. We're in our 10th year on the air, and it's just a joy every single Sunday to be able to come into the studio and do a show. And we are thankful to Lola and the gang here at TAN Talk for the opportunity every single week. And our goal is always to bring you the Word of God in such a way that it is practical, that it helps you in your daily life, that you begin to understand some principles of God's Word that perhaps you had not understood before, and that it will just encourage you in your daily walk with God. Some of our audience, we realize, probably are new to the Word of God and to the walking with God on a daily basis. And so we try to really address all of these issues and all of this as we go through our shows. And always putting Jesus Christ first and foremost in our conversation here and in everything that we talk about and teach here on the air on Living the Good Life. And so it's a joy just to be with you again today. And Betty, is that you on the line?
It is me, Pastor. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
Well, I tell you, couldn't be better if a twin.
Really?
The weather up here is, it would be, that'd be sad too.
Yeah.
There'd be two of me.
Right. That's right. That would be weird. So how is your weather in Indiana today?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's 73 degrees and the wind's blowing. I mean, this is just a welcome relief for what you folks may be used to in Florida. The humidity has been like in the 98 percentile and 70 to 80% dew point, and relative humidity is 98%. It's like it's been atrocious, but today, you know, the Lord has blessed us. Beautiful day.
So are you telling me that when I come up there in a few days that you will make sure there's no humidity? Are you telling me that?
Well, it's day land is coming back, so you're bringing it from Florida. So
oh, no.
It's coming back, my friend.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Well, that's bad news. I really thought it was going to be gone, but what can I say? So,
you know what? The Lord can change all of that in a blink of an eye.
That's exactly right. We're starting a new series on our show today. Betty, it's just a joy to be able to do this, and always a joy to have you on the air and all of our radio team members. And I sent out an email to y'all a little while ago. And it was kind of a surprise, wasn't it, the email I sent to the radio team?
Well, I tell you what, I looked at it and I thought, Oh, my. You know what? We have been praying.
Yes.
For people to join the radio team.
Right.
For the blessing that comes with being on the radio.
Right.
And spreading the good news now around the globe.
Right.
So to see that we have, I won't break the news, but it was just great.
No, you go right ahead and break it. We go ahead.
We are announcing a new radio team member today. Our precious Dr. Angel Falzoni.
Right.
Will be joining the radio team as time allows her.
Yes.
She's a very busy lady.
Yes.
And we are blessed to be able to have her join our team.
Oh, we are. And she's just a powerful, powerful, anointed person in the Word and loves the Word, grew up in the Word of God, and knows it. And has decided that this is something that she wants to do, and we are awesome. Thrilled and blessed. And she's my co-host on our Thursday night show. Do you want to mention what the Thursday night show is all about? And Dr. Angel and I, and my other name, Mama Mac.
Yeah, Mama Mac and
yeah.
Dr. Angel Falzoni.
Right.
Every Thursday night at 6:06 p.m. What a blessing it is to be able to have a life coaching show on the radio,
right?
That can offer you exceptional information on maybe things that we face on a daily basis.
Exceptional,
like stress.
Exceptional.
Exceptional
information.
You know what? I believe that it's biblically based.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
She has such a way of presenting.
Yes, she does.
Life situations that can alter us in some ways. And the information that she provides us with is helpful, insightful.
Oh, yeah.
Very informative on the how-tos and the what-not-tos.
Right.
To do regarding certain situations like abuse, alcoholism, codependency. Oh, the one you talked about was... the last couple of weeks.
The last 2 weeks, defensive mechanisms.
Inspiration is being defensive mechanisms are just, helps so much to be able to know how to
deal with those things, right?
Deal with them, yes.
This week coming up Thursday night, I'll just give you a preview. It's going to be relationship deal breakers. Handling relationship deal breakers. Because sometimes there are deal breakers in life, in relationships. So we're really going to delve into that this Thursday night at our usual time, 6:06 p.m., right here on this radio station. And then every weekend, this show is heard right at 10 a.m. on Saturday and Sunday on StarcomRadioNetwork.com. You can write that down. And if you miss a show or you want to go back and hear something again, 10 a.m. Saturday and Sunday, StarcomRadioNetwork.com, followed at noon Eastern by the show we're just talking about, Go Yard, which is our life coaching show, 12 noon Eastern, Go Yard, which means hit a home run. And so that's the goal for that show, learning to hit home runs in life instead of striking out. That's what that's all about. And so, Betty, just give me a sentence or two before we go to this first song. What's the goal of this show? Not of this one in particular today. I mean just in general of living the good life.
Living the good life is uplifting, raise you up, and you would be called blessed.
Amen.
By what the show can offer, because it's scripturally based. It's God's word. It's
Amen.
God's force. It does not come back void. It's
sharper right.
than any sword.
Right.
We hope that you are blessed by living the good life.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's get right to it. And we're going to start today with a song by Michael W. Smith on Christ, the solid rock I stand. And it's not exactly the same one we grew up singing in our hymn books, but it has some of those same words. And I think it'll be a real blessing to you by Michael W. Smith.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
All right. Praise God. That's where we stand, dear ones. On Christ, the solid rock we stand. Let's go to Psalm 37 as we begin a new series today. And Psalm 37, verse 1 says this. Trust in the Lord and do good. Verse 3, I'm sorry. Psalm 37, verse 3. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. I love verse 4. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. He will make your righteousness shine like the dawn, the justice of your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. And then in verse 9, for evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. We are in a brand new series entitled, You Are in the Will. Now, a lot of us understand what a will is. A lot of us have had to be at a reading of a will when someone passes away. And usually the wills are only important in our lives when there is a death of someone. In the case of our spiritual lives, there had to be a death of Jesus, the Son of God, to take all of our sins, sicknesses, griefs, brokenness on himself on the cross. So that we could inherit is the word we want to talk about today, inherit every blessing that God has for us. When we trust in the Lord and do good and dwell in the land, we delight ourselves in God, we do get the desires of our heart. That is part of what we inherit right here on this earth now. There's a big inheritance when it comes to heaven, but there's also an inheritance right here. Right now. Betty, isn't this a blessing to know that as we trust, as we do our part, it's almost like one of those if-then sentences. If I trust in the Lord, if I delight in the Lord, if I commit my way to the Lord, if I spend time in His Word, if I care what God thinks about me, and if I really, really love Him with all my heart, then I'm going to inherit so many blessings right now and in heaven. And that's what we're talking about today, Betty. Talk to me about this. What a blessing to know this. We have blessings. We have blessings.
Oh, yes. Abundant. And, you know, it's the assurance,
yes,
of our inheritance. And what that means is that, you know, God's word is so, it's infallible.
Amen.
And everything in it is true.
Right.
Every blessing is true.
Right.
And every promise
He's made, yes,
he fulfills.
Amen. Amen. You know, we used to sing a little song when I was in Sunday school as a pastor's kid growing up, and it was, every promise in the book is mine, every line, every chapter, or something like that. Every verse, every chapter, every line. All the wisdom of His word divine, every promise in His book is mine, you know? And I was just reminded of that as I began to prepare for this new series, that there are so many promises all through the Word of God. And Betty, I think most people don't even know that they have all this stuff that they can inherit right now. They don't have to wait to heaven to inherit it. The death already happened, the death of Jesus on the cross, which allows us to inherit. I'm feeling like I'm preaching here, but it allows us to inherit those blessings right now in the here and now. And that is super good news. Talk to me, Betty.
Well, you know, you are right on. You preach it well. Is that, you know, a lot of us feel, and I did at one point, feel like that, you know, I had to clean my act up before that I could receive what God had for me.
Right.
And in His word, you know, spoke to me and said, no, I take you as you are. I created you, and you are created in my image.
Amen.
So that sets us apart to be able to receive the blessings that God has for us and that we are in His will.
Yes.
And pardon me, that we are in His will.
Amen.
And we are blessed.
We are. We are. I mean, when... another old song that's coming to me right now from Sunday school is, I'm a child of the King, child of the King. With Jesus, my Savior, I am a child of the King. And, you know, that's the truth. And I think a lot of times we just forget that, or we just have it on the back burner of our minds or our hearts. And we forget how very blessed we are to be the child of God, to be a person who can walk in the blessings of God right now in the here and now, let alone heaven and how magnificent and amazing that's going to be. But I think a lot of people feel like their lives here, Betty, are just one mess after another, one drudgery after another, one, you know, one awful disappointment or hurt or amazing failure or whatever it might be. I think a lot of people feel like life is just so, so hard to live on this earth.
Well, I think that we have all been in that situation at some point in our life. And
right.
I can look back in my own life. I can't speak for anyone else. But it seems like the more that I'm going through, that God wants us to draw closer to Him.
Amen.
And He wants us to be dependent,
mm-hmm,
on Him.
Right.
Seek His faith.
Yes.
And I think, pardon me, I think a lot of times what we do, Pastor, is that we draw away.
Yeah, we do.
We seem to pull away because we think that we can handle the things of this world and the pressures that come with it.
Right.
Well, our messes become messages. And
oh, I like that. Our messes become messages. All right. That's good.
The ones we talked about before is our tests become testimonies.
Right.
Is that sometimes we don't understand. And I was typing a prayer request today, and the Lord impressed on me of how much he loves us. I mean,
right.
It goes beyond my love for my animals or whatever. This love is just
amazing. It is amazing.
I can't even put it into words, the amount of love that he has for it. So even when your kids go through trials or tribulations,
right,
you know how you feel.
Yes.
Because you want to see them through. Well, that's how God is with us. God
right.
is with us. He wants to see us through. He wants to put us on a path that leads us. I apologize.
Go ahead.
Sinus breakage. I apologize.
No problem. You're fine. Go ahead and get a drink of water if you need.
Okay, please. Thank you.
Go ahead, because I'm going back to Psalm 37, verse 4, one more time. Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, I don't know how much clearer God can make it than Psalm 37, verse 4. When we are delighting ourselves in God, when we are praising him, like we just did that series on praise, when we are thanking him, when we are living in his presence and talking to him, and enjoying his presence. You know what it's like when you're enjoying hanging out with somebody, or when it's a drudgery to hang out with somebody. I've known people in my life where it was a drudgery. And God has blessed me so much, though, with so many wonderful people, friends and relatives, children and grandchildren, that and great-grandchildren, that I absolutely delight in hanging out with. And when we delight ourselves in the Lord, he gives us the desires of our heart, okay? And because of that, that is part of our inheritance. What if, this is an if then, like I just said a minute ago, if we delight ourselves, if we trust in God, if we do our part and hang out with him with an attitude of gratitude, and an attitude of praise and adoration. When we have that kind of an attitude, we begin to see the promises that God has for us begin to be fulfilled in our lives. Talk to me about that, Betty.
Well, I guess to give an example is that, let's say that you are, maybe you're a little bit under the weather, or you just don't feel 100%, and you just don't feel like that you can get up and get going and do what you need to do, and it just seems to get a little slower and a little slower during the day. One of the things that God has promised us is he will give you the desires of your heart.
Yes.
If you
yes.
desire to lay in that bed
right.
and feel sorry for yourself, then lay there and feel sorry for yourself.
That's right. That's right.
But one of the things that God has promised us, that if your heart is that your heart is where he is, and it's get up, get yourself dressed, praise God before your feet hit the ground.
Amen.
It's like a an attitude, a total attitude adjustment.
Yes.
A total feeling of, I can do this.
Right.
I am a conqueror through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
At that point, there is no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, because you have given your day to the Lord. You have asked him to help you get through your day, help you to feel better. And by the time you hit that door and you're out the door, I would almost guarantee that you feel at least 75% to 80% better once you've read his word, sang his praises, and given him the glory that he so deserves.
Absolutely.
It's a game changer, Pastor. It's a game
it is.
Changer.
It really is a game changer. And, you know, so often we get caught up with all the feeling like we have been attacked, or that awful things have happened to us, or that every time we try something, it doesn't work out, or that people are out to get us. And maybe some of our listeners have had some of those feelings even lately. And I want to refer you to verse 9 of Psalm 37 that we read earlier, and I want us to amplify on it a minute, Betty, because it says, for evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. And I think a lot of times we get caught up in this negative stinking thinking where we believe that it seems like bad people always win. I don't know how many times I've heard that in my life. People say, well, it just seems like I can't catch a break. Bad people always win. Or somebody's going through a bad traumatic situation in a relationship and they feel like they've been cheated on, lied to, all that stuff. And they will say, well, who am I? I can't fight that. Bad people win. You know, and we've got to go back to the promise of God, because God says right here in verse 9 of Psalm 37, evil men will be cut off, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land. Talk to me about that, Betty. Verse 9 of Psalm 37.
Well, to amplify on what you just said, God investors will soon own the store.
Is that what it says in the message? That's cool. I'm in the NIV right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Before long, the crooks will be bankrupt. God investors will soon own the store.
Woo! Love it.
That puts any situation that we go through puts it in a new perspective.
That's right. That's right.
God's got this, people.
He does.
We have to let Him have it.
We do. We do.
And one of the things that we can do is, instead of investing your time in watching television or seeking advice from Oprah, or seeking advice from an unknown source, the first source that you need to be contacting is the Lord God Himself.
Oh, amen. Not that those other people can't help, but I mean, God.
No, they are. They give you guidance.
Yes.
But God gives you true
yes.
wisdom.
Yes, and straight from the Word. Yes.
Right, and His Word is true. And if anyone has went through trials and tribulations, it's a person that is very close and related to me. She may be on later on, I don't know. But she has been through the ringer.
Yeah.
Satan has tried to overtake her.
Yeah.
He has tried to throw, you know, tires. He's tried to throw pylons. He's tried to throw this and that at that person. And that person comes back unscathed, willing to go on and keeps on keeping on. And
yes.
The only way that that person can do that is through the grace of God, the faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And that's what we have to go back to the beginning. And when I say the beginning, it's going back to the cross and surrendering and saying, okay, God, I know that there are some things that I have no control over, that you're going to have to take total control of. Now, what we have to do in that instance, Pastor, and you know this, is to release it.
Right.
Let it go.
Let it go.
And give it to God, and let God give you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
And I think the desires of most people's heart is they want to be blessed. They want
sure.
to do. They want that testimony. They want their test to be testimonies, and that usually in the end, that's what happens. Is that, you know, I just thought my boat was sinking and I was going down, but you know, the Lord repaired my sails.
Whoa,
He helped
praise
me
God.
Repair my boat, and I'm ready to sail again. But it
Amen.
Doesn't mean that we're not going to go through those storms and those trials and tribulations, because that's what makes us God advisors. That's what keeps us invested in God, is knowing that His grace is sufficient.
Amen. And you know what? That's a perfect segue into this song by Casting Crowns, The Well. We got to go to the well.
Behind.
There we go.
Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. I have what you need, but you keep on searching. I've done all the work, but you keep on working. When you're running on empty and you can't find the remedy, just come to the well. You can spend your whole life chasing what's missing, but that empty inside you just ain't gonna listen when nothing can satisfy and the world leaves you high and dry. Just come to the well. And all who thirst will thirst no more. And all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the well. So bring me your heart, no matter how broken. Just come as you are, when your last prayer is spoken. Just rest in my arms a while, you'll feel the change, my child, when you come to the well. It's all who thirst will thirst no more. And all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the well. Yeah. Leave it all behind. The world will try. Now that you're full of love beyond measure, your joy's gonna flow like a stream in the desert. Soon all the world will see the living water is found in me, 'cause you come to the well. Yeah. It's all who thirst will thirst no. It's all who search will find what their souls long for. The world will try, but it can never fail. So leave it all behind and come to the well. Leave it all behind and come to the well. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind.
Your pursuit of a
leave it all behind.
Your fear of rejection.
Leave it all behind. Leave it all behind.
Praise God, leave it all behind and come to the well. The well of his presence. Got to hang out there. Got to drink from him. You know, it's just a time to realize with everything going on in this world and how difficult it is right now in this season of the world's events. You know, we all need to be running to the well more than ever before. He is the well. Jesus is. I love that song, Betty, because it just starts out, leave it all behind. You know, all the junk that's pulling you down, all the questions, all the problems, all the fear, it says fear of rejection, fear of, you know, all those different fears, everything that just would consume us. We've got to lay those concerns, those problems down at the feet of Jesus, and we've got to inherit the blessings and walk in the promises. Talk to me about all that, Betty. Don't you love that song?
Oh, yes. I think that Casting Crowns has have always captured my heart with their heartfelt songs, and they're so true to today, is that, you know, leave it all behind, like what we talked about a few minutes ago. Go back to the beginning. Go back to where Jesus is at the cross and where he asks you, you know, his burden is light, that there is nothing that he can't overcome with you, and his word should be in you so that he can work through you.
Oh, amen.
And
amen.
It's so amazing, Pastor, to maybe, you know, if you keep a notebook or you write down maybe some things that have transpired over the years and you look back, and at that point in time, you think, am I ever going to get through this? Am I ever going to get this anvil?
Yeah.
Am I ever going to quit pulling this weight behind me? And then you look back and you think, how did I make it through? I made it through with God's help.
Exactly.
And it does it. It makes us stronger. What doesn't, there's also the song, A Secular World, what doesn't kill us makes us stronger.
Oh, amen. Yeah.
And in some aspects, that is true.
Yes.
We have some people that are going through some battles with cancer. And there was a song I listened to this morning that talked about being overwhelmingly being a conqueror.
Yes.
That the fear that overcomes people, the anxiety that you know, inhibits them and just kind of stays with them, that God is an ever-present help in time of need.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
He is so willing and so, you know, according to Psalm 91, he is so close. He's our shadow.
Yes.
And that's how close he is to us, is our shadow. And to be under the shadow of the Almighty,
amen.
Where else would
amen.
You rather be?
Oh, amen.
Such a blessing. Such a blessing that song is.
It really is. And when we realize that we need a fresh drink of the Spirit of God in our lives, we need to run to the well. He's the well. He's the one that will give us the strength. We started the show on purpose with the song, On Christ the Solid Rock I Stand, because a lot of times we feel like we're sitting and walking on shifting sand. That's how we feel. We feel like, you know, it could be quicksand at any moment, that it just seems like life's situations are huge. Yes, we had on the prayer line today, and yesterday, like two or three people battling cancer, and some very, very, very ill. You know, this is not too big for God. It is not too big for God. Dear listeners, use our prayer line, prayers at bohmglobal.com, because we have prayer warriors, a lot of them, who will take your request to the throne of God and will believe God for the healing, no matter how difficult it appears to be in medicine's eyes or in your eyes. God wants to touch you. Your broken heart, your broken body. God wants you to inherit the blessings now, right now, that you can have. And, you know, Betty, I want to go down to verse 11 of Psalm 37, because it says, the meek will inherit the land and enjoy great peace. Now, meekness, it says in Matthew chapter 5, I'm going to run over there, verse 5 is one of the Beatitudes, and by the way, I love to say that's the kind of attitudes we should be, we should have, the Beatitudes, and Matthew 5:5, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. And Jesus said that as a quote directly from this verse, Psalm 37:11. And he's saying, you're going to be blessed if you are the meek ones. And I love what you have the message in front of you, Betty. Can you read what that says in the message right there? I love it.
I would be glad to. You're blessed when you're content with just who you are.
There you go.
No more, no less.
Wow.
That's the moment you find yourselves proud owners of everything that can't be bought.
Oh, talk to me about that, Betty. You're blessed when you realize you're just who you are, you know?
Right. And when we realize who we are in Christ, that's when we see that's when we see ourselves.
Yes.
And brings up tears. I don't know why. I don't know why
that's
this is happening again.
That's okay.
No, you realize, when you realize who you are in Christ,
yes,
there is no weapon.
There's no
nothing tread on scorpions. Right. There is nothing. Right. There is nothing that the enemy can do to bring you down or try to destroy you. The last few weeks have been pretty hard here. But you realize that you're an overwhelmingly a conqueror.
Amen.
That you are blessed.
Amen.
You're content with who you are. That there are things, Pastor and listeners, that are out of our control. We have no control over.
Right.
But I know the main controller upstairs. He
right.
holds the world in his hands.
Yes.
You know that song, he's
yes.
got the whole world in his hands.
Right.
He controls everything.
Right.
And once we relinquish that control over to our Heavenly Father, things change. Things
Amen.
Begin to lighten up. You know, our load seems to lighten up.
Right.
Our burden doesn't seem to be as heavy as it used to be. And this still doesn't mean that we still don't have the feelings that go with that from, you know, a failed marriage or whatever, or financial difficulties, or you lose a loved one, or you even lose a pet, so to speak, is you still have that grief or that overwhelming urge to, you don't think that you have it in control.
Right.
You're not in control of your life, people.
Right.
God is in control of your life.
Yeah.
And I went that route to think I could control a situation. And when we talked about that several weeks ago about the fork in the road.
Right.
Is that you come to that point in your life and you think, okay, I've carried this around long enough.
Right. Amen.
You know, and then God sends you down a new path.
Woo. Yes.
And, you know, it's not as bumpy. It's not,
no.
It's not as crooked. As crooked as you, the path you were going down. It's
right.
A straight line.
Right.
And it's so much easier, don't you think?
Oh, it is. And I want you to read that verse one more time, Matthew 5:5 in the Message Bible. When you come to the, yeah, say it. When you come.
Okay. It says you're blessed. When you're content with
content.
Just who you are.
All right. Go ahead.
No more, no less.
Right.
That's the moment you find yourself proud owners of everything that can't be bought.
Right. So, you know, that says to me that we have got to not only become content with where we are in life, if you are serving the Lord Jesus and you're on a path with him, if when you become content and say, okay, God, it may be a little uncomfortable, this little spot in the road where I am right now, but I know that there's a reason for it, a purpose behind it. And mm-hmm. and when I do that, at the end of that verse in verse 11, then you're going to enjoy great peace. And so this song talks about continuing, Lord, oh, keep making me by sidewalk prophets. Love it. That's our prayer. Lord, keep making me all you want me to be.
Make me broken so I can be healed.
Amen.
'Cause I'm so callous and now I can't feel. I wanna run to you with heart wide open. Make me broken. Make me empty so I can be filled. 'Cause I'm still holding onto my will. And I'm completed when you are with me. Make me empty till you.
Praise God. Just keep making me, Lord. Just keep working on me. That's what we're talking about to hear today on Living the Good Life. Psalm 37, verse 22. Those the Lord blesses will inherit the land, but those he curses will be cut off. I don't want to be caught off. I don't know about you. I just want to walk in the blessings that I'm walking in. Verse 23 of Psalm 37. If the Lord delights in a man's way, he makes his steps firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. Verse 25 of Psalm 37, and then we're going to go to Betty for some comments here. I was young, and now I am old, yet I have never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging bread. They're always generous and lend freely. Their children will be blessed. Turn from evil and do good, then you will dwell in the land forever. Verse 28, you can mark it in your Bible, Psalm 37:28. For the Lord loves the just and will not forsake his faithful ones. They will be protected forever, but the offspring of the wicked will be cut off. The righteous will, here we are again talking about this little phrase, inheriting the land. The righteous will inherit the land and dwell in it forever. The mouth of the righteous man utters wisdom, and his tongue speaks what is just. The law of his God is in his heart. His feet do not slip. Verse 34, wait for the Lord and keep his way. He will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, you'll see it. Okay, Betty, talk to me about all of that and how that applies to that amazing song. Just keep making me, Lord. Keep working on me.
Well, because we are not perfect.
Right. I thought you were. You're not?
No, ma'am.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No, I'm so far from perfect.
nah, I'm teasing
it's
you.
It's not even funny.
Yeah.
No, he wants, see, we die daily.
Right.
And that's the way I want it, because I don't want to become a hypocrite. I don't want to become someone who is, I don't know, a loudmouth. I don't want to be able to be pompous and be full of myself to the point where I think that I'm better than everyone else. And that's where God keeps us humble.
Yeah, he does.
God gives us a sense of humility,
right,
to be able to be sensible and to do good.
Right.
I think one of the verses that you read, it says in the Message Bible, it says the good get planted on good land,
yeah,
and put down healthy roots.
Right.
And this is what he wants us to do.
Amen.
He wants us to walk in abundance.
Yes, he does.
He wants to bless us beyond any measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over.
Amen.
That's what God wants for us,
right,
my friend.
Yes.
It's fairly simple. It's not rocket science. It boils down to that, you know, once that we go back to the beginning, that we turn away from evil.
Amen.
And we do good. And we'll dwell in the house and the land forever.
Forever.
And forever. I mean, we're not talking about for a couple of hours.
No,
we're not talking about sitting down and having a Coke. We're talking about forever.
Forever, that's eternity.
That's a long time, my friend. That's a long time.
Long time. But you said something a minute ago, Betty, about the importance of turning to God. I mean, because and letting go of those things, that's why that song we just played is so important, and also the well. Because when we say to God, keep making me like you want to make me, keep making me into your image, keep changing me, I recognize that I don't have it all together. I recognize that there's so much I still need to learn about you and your ways, and there's so much I need to overcome in my life, broken areas and areas where I just don't have it all figured out or I'll have it together. Lord, I want you to change me. And Isaiah 119 says, if we will come to him, in fact, starts in verse 18, he said, come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. And if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the best of the land. And so it really, you're going to eat the best of the land after you realize that you do have stuff in your life that God needs to work on. And I think a lot of people think once they're saved, they don't ever have to face any issues. They don't have to deal with things that are displeasing to the Lord. They don't have to deal with past hurts and resentments and bitterness and unforgiveness. And God is saying to us, look, come, let us reason together. You know, let us talk about this. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Woo, talk to me about all that, Betty.
Well, it's pretty powerful.
Pretty powerful.
One of the things that we do is that when we have a need, we need to confess our sins one to another. That if we need the Lord, we can go directly to the throne.
Amen.
We don't have to have an intercessor for us. We don't have to have someone that can go to the throne for us. God gives us the ability to seek him face to face.
Right.
And to be able to talk to him. It's just like we're talking right now. Basically, you know, you're down there, I'm up here.
Right.
And we have that ability to talk to each other. We have that ability to talk to our Heavenly Father.
Oh, amen.
The same way that I'm talking to you and to the radio audience.
Right.
Is that he gives us many opportunities, more probably than what I deserve. But we're his clay.
Right.
He's the potter.
We're yes, the clay. Yes.
He's molding us and making us who he wants to be.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I think it was you and Pastor Jim that said, you know, the Lord's still working on me.
Right,
making
amen.
Me who I want to be.
Right.
And that's what he's still doing even at my age.
Right. Even at your age, as old as you are, Betty. My gosh.
As old as I am.
I know.
I'm ready, you know, I'm ready to, you know, for the ground. But
No, you're not. No, you're not. No.
And we ain't going until he's done with it. You know
that's
that,
right. You're right. Yes.
But it amazes me to this day about what God has done for me.
Right.
And I think you can say the same thing.
Oh, absolutely.
That God has given us opportunity after opportunity. You have a ministry that is reaching around the world. You have a ministry that's reaching people in Mexico.
Yes.
We're reaching people through the radio ministry.
Right.
You know, through the nursing home. I mean, it just goes on and
amen.
On.
Amen. Amen.
And that's what, you know, the well in our life is pretty important. It's the living water that keeps us growing. And it keeps us hydrated. It keeps us fed. It keeps us on top of things that normally when people look at us, they should say, you're blessed.
Right.
You have, and it's like, there's nothing material that I need.
Right.
All I need is the Lord. All I need. That's all I need is the Lord.
Well, and you know, when we get to that point in our lives, Betty, that we recognize that, when we realize that we need God, you know, that's why I love that Isaiah 1:18-19 so much. Come, let us reason together. You know, when we realize that we need to sit down and have a talk with God, you know, and he's saying, come on, let's talk about this. Let's reason this thing out. You got some stuff that's driving you crazy that you need to deal with. You not need have some things going on in your life that just aren't right. Let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they can be as white as snow. You can receive forgiveness, you know. And then the next verse 19, if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the best of the land. And we're talking today about eating the best of the land. We're talking today about inheriting. We're talking about the day that you are in the will. You're in God's will. You can inherit right now. You don't have to wait until somebody dies because somebody already died, and it was Jesus. And so you can inherit these blessings right now. And you can, if you are willing and obedient, you can eat the best of the land. Talk to me about that verse, Betty. I love that. Isaiah 1:19.
Well, we are his king. We are the king's kids.
Right.
We are the ones that he loves, and you want the best for your kids.
Oh, absolutely.
You want them to have the things that we need.
Right.
Okay? Maybe not necessarily the things that we want, but the things that we need.
Sure, sure.
We don't go without. We have blessings on blessings. The well gives us the living water.
Yes.
It gives us bread to eat, which is his word.
Amen.
I could go on, but it just boils down to is that when we realize who we are in Christ, we've got it made.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The benefits are there for us. We've just got to accept them, you know, and walk in them. And we're going to talk more about that in our second hour, and we're going into some powerful scripture here in Romans chapter 8, if you just tuned in. We've got another hour here on Living the Good Life. This is a weekly program starting at 3 o'clock Eastern on TanTalk1340.com on the internet. Able to be heard around the globe. Our shows are put on podcasts here at the station within a day or two after each show. And then you can go here to the podcast. You would go to program schedule and go to Living the Good Life, which is the name of the show, and pull up podcasts, recent ones, and they're right there on your computer, on your phone. You can also, at the end of each month, go to both of our websites, the one for this show and the one for our Thursday night Go Yard show, and you can listen to our shows there. We've got hundreds of shows for this show, Living the Good Life, on our website, which is www.bohmglobal.com. Stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. So it's www.bohmglobal.com. Write that down somewhere so you know where to go find all this teaching. bohmglobal.com. And go there and listen to our shows. Go to the radio broadcast page in the archives, and there's tons of them from the last few years. I mean, we've been on the air since mid-April of 2007, right here every Sunday afternoon. So we're in our 10th year, and it's totally an amazing what God has done through this show in so many lives. He gets all the glory and the praise. And it's just amazing with technology these days that we can go back and listen to shows again and again. And Betty, I know you do that, and I know some of our listeners go and listen again. But do you want to speak to that real quick about the ability to do that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
One of the things that I like about that is, like, if I can't sleep or I just need some reassurance, it's nighttime, I can't turn on a light, but I've got my smartphone or I've got an iPad, that I can go to the website and pull up any show that maybe I have a need for, or
right.
If I just press a button, it's there. And
yeah.
The Word of God is so refreshing, it's so calming, and it's just one of those things that I really enjoy having the availability to be able to plug into God's word, maybe when I can't get to it myself, but I can listen to it through my smartphone.
Oh, amen.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
It really is. I mean, when we first started this show, we didn't even have that ability at all. What we did was the engineer, who now is me on this show, but back then the engineer would set up a CD player and record the show. And then I would send that to our webmaster, who at that time was in Georgia. And or later on, within a few months or a year or two after that, we were able to download the recorded from the computer here at the station. And, you know, but there's just been so many advancements, and it's a